7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day. We hope that you have green where you live and you're getting motivated as the arrival of spring is 3 days away. Winter's coming to an end, and we should all cheer that. It's been a long winter for a lot of us. Where I live in Maine, we've had over 100 inches. Boston's had over 100 inches. And so have many places across the country. A little bit of a storm headed across the country in the days to come. But it will come to an end. And to try and motivate you, we just talked with John Harrison from the Espoma Company about fertilizer. And now we want to talk to the largest producer of vegetable seedlings, plants, and herbs in the entire North America. 48 states, 65 growing greenhouses that produce plants for your garden, and they are busy right now getting everything ready for you. In the South, the plants are available, they're being planted, and as the season changes, those plants will start to move north. And you'll be ready to go. So joining us is Sydney Phillips from the Bonnie Plant Company.
Sydney, good morning, Paul. How are you doing today, sir?
Very well. How are you, Sydney?
I'm doing fantastic. It's nice. Going to be about mid-70s down here in Alabama today, and spring is definitely sprung.
Can you tell our listeners how the Bonnie Plant Company got started?
Yeah, sure. Bonnie was founded or established in 1918 by Bonnie and Livingston Polk. They moved to the Union Springs area where our corporate headquarters is based at now from Florida. They started produce farming. The company kind of got its start off of 2 pounds of cabbage seed. They were selling the produce around local areas, and they started kind of expanding. And as Livingston's business began to pick up, he decided that he was getting a business license to start going out into other areas. And the story goes that whenever he was registering for his business, they said, "Well, what's your business's name?" He goes, "Well, I don't have a name." He goes, "Well, you know, you're going to have to name it if you're going to have a business." He says, "Well, name it after my wife. Name it Bonnie." And ever since then, it's kind of been a family-driven company. Present day, our president of the company, Stan Cope, is the actual grandson of Livingston and Bonnie. His family has always kind of been tied into it. His father and mother and uncles and aunts and everything has just kind of grown. But, we're based here in Union Springs, Alabama, where the company was founded at, and have been headquartered ever since 1918. But, from the beginning, they started out with cabbage transplants, coal cob transplants in more of the bunch styles. And then through the 70s and 80s, they started looking into single containers and packs. And in the 90s, that really ramped up even more as we went into some of the larger retailers and expanded. In early 2000s, we started going with biodegradable cups. And it kind of set the world on fire from there, I guess you could say.
Now, you're in all 48 states in the lower lower part of the country. So it's expanded tremendously, right?
Yes, you know, it started off as a regional company here in Alabama, working, you know, the Florida Panhandle and the Georgia and the Tennessee Valley and the Carolinas. And over time, it just expanded. A lot of mass expansion happened in the mid-90s. But present day, we work all of the lower 48 in the United States. We do some business in Alaska as well as the eastern part of Canada in the Toronto area.
Wow. And now, most of these plants are grown locally in those states, right?
That's correct. That's one of the biggest misconceptions that we run into is they see Bonnie and, you know, everything is kind of labeled Union Springs, Alabama, or Alabama-based, which is where our headquarters is. But we have locations all around the country that supply fresh, locally produced plants that are grown in the habitat of which the gardener is going to put that in their garden, so that they're more hardy to the environments. You know, less, you know, our weather here is different, much different than where you are right now. You know, and we want to make sure that we grow, we're growing for the community that we are representing. You know, you have your Latin markets, your Asian markets. And everybody kind of has a different thing, you know. It just depends on kind of the culture that surrounds the territory, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. So everything is grown locally. It's available when the climate tells the plant that it can be safely put out, which is a big plus. And it's available in garden centers and some of the major box stores across the country. And you do a lot of specialty plants, but you're, I think one of the biggest things that you have done is to change to this biodegradable pot. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, as I was talking earlier, you know, this is one of the biggest things that differentiates Bonnie from a lot of the other competitors that Bonnie may have or the other brands. A lot of the time you see plastic pots and flats and trays in your stores with the different vendors that are in there. But the thing is, most of the plastic pots don't have, you know, recyclability capabilities on some of them, and a lot of places won't take them back. So the beauty of this is, you know, with the biodegradable cups, you go through, you grow everything through that, the roots break through the cup. Whenever the gardener, whether it be, you know, an expert or a novice gardener, whenever they tear that band off, bust the bottom out, they can plant the whole pot in one. The roots will grow through, the pot will deteriorate, there's no transplant shock, and it's much easier for a novice gardener to kind of get their hands dirty and get an idea of what's going on. But also, instead of having an entire pot that would be thrown away, you just have a little plastic band that is recyclable. And with us doing that since, you know, the early 2000s, we're estimating that we've prevented about 300 million pounds of plastic from ending up in a landfill. So something that we're extremely proud of, you know, with having the distribution nationally that we have, it makes a good foot stamp on improving the environment from the greenhouse aspect. But the even better thing is our trays that you see that our cups are put into, whenever they come back through our greenhouse facilities, they're put into a recycle program to reuse with our company that provides us with our flats.
Well, if you can eliminate 300 million plastic pots from going into the landfill, that is a major accomplishment. And then the other thing is, with these biodegradable pots, you're adding organic matter to your garden at the time of planting, and that's going to help the plant to grow even better.
Exactly. And I mean, like I said, it doesn't matter if you're an expert master gardener or if you're a novice. This is something that is so simple that, you know, you can put that container into a raised bed, into the ground, into another container, and it's going to work for you. You know, you don't have to worry about that. And that's, you know, that's one thing that I really pride about working for this company is, you know, you really try to take everything from the aspect of what the gardener wants to do and make it as simplistic for them as we can. And we really put a lot of thought process into, process into that, you know, just making sure that it's something that's simple, understandable, and that it's going to yield the best results for the gardener in the end.
Now, the other thing that I've been following Barney for many, many years, and you're always improving on the varieties that you make available at the garden centers and box stores for the home gardener, always trying to make the best plant, the newest hybrid, and that is a real plus, especially for a new gardener who's just starting.
Exactly. I mean, gardening's a lot like fashion in some senses, I guess you could say. There's trends that come out that people are going to get on board, and you need to make sure that you're on board with the trends. You know, it's beneficial to both parties then. But, you know, research and development trials are something that we really do a lot of. We've got a garden here at the headquarters that's just about an acre and a half. And we've got containers, we've got raised beds, we do the traditional style of in-the-ground planting and test new varieties as well as the varieties that we carry, you know, just to try to see what's new and coming out. This past year through the trials, we ended up putting a few new items onto our list with mints and squashes and peppers. You know, herbs are a big thing now. I can remember whenever I first started with the company, herbs.
Hold on. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. Extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
St. Patrick's Day to all of you joining us this morning. And to try and motivate you, we are talking with Sidney Phelps from the Bonnie Plant Company. And we've been talking a little bit about the history of his company. And now I'd like to have him tell you about some of the very unique plants that, for those of you that have a small garden and you want high producing, you have what's called a yummy bell pepper. Sidney, tell us about this plant.
Well, yummy bell is a really interesting plant. You may see it sometimes when you go into the grocery stores. It's a small, what they call a snacking pepper. And yummy bell is a variety that we use. It's really a petite pepper. They can go from green to orange to red. But as I was saying earlier, when we do research and development in our trial gardens, we always try out new products as well as our present products. And, last year when we were growing the yummy bells, which have been in our catalog, so to speak, for the past couple of years, a plant just about averages on five plants that we carry at about 248 peppers during the growing season for the spring and summer.
248 peppers per plant.
That's right. It loads them down. I mean, they're awesome, too. You can just walk right out to the garden, pick one, and just, nibble on it right there.
Wow. So if you like peppers, and they're all different colors, 248 peppers per plant. Now, you also have a sun sugar tomato. Tell us about this plant.
One of the sweetest tomatoes I think that is out there. It's a yellow cherry style tomato, so it's great for salads, great for snacking, whichever one you're looking for. And these are real small tomatoes, just about the size of a quarter or even smaller sometimes. But that sun sugar on the trial again, one of the plants averages out. Whenever you did the five, it averages out to just about 1,200 tomatoes for that plant.
Can you imagine having a tomato plant with 1,200 cherry tomatoes on it? And you don't need to plant four or five of these because one will give you a tremendous amount of production. And what? And that's one of the unique things about Bonnie plants. They're always looking for something better, something that's easier to grow, something that's more productive, more disease resistant. And these are some of the things that, you know, you should be writing down now to look for to add to your garden. The yummy bell pepper, 248 peppers on the average. The sun sugar tomato, the cherry tomato, 1,200 cherry tomatoes. And I know that because you work from north to south, one of the big things that you're always trying to do is to work on plants where we have a lot of heat. So for people listening that live in the south, we have problems with tomatoes when the weather gets hot. Tell us what you're doing.
Well, one of the biggest questions I get from my standpoint in customer service sometimes is people call in June, July, and August, and their biggest concern is that their tomatoes will not set blooms, or they're not producing any tomatoes. And you know, depending on what part of the country you're in, you really have to be very observant as to what type of tomato that you get. Most cherry tomatoes naturally do well in the heat, but we do have a series of heat tolerant tomatoes. If you go to bonnieplants.com, check out our tomatoes, you'll see the heat tolerant varieties. And these varieties are very good hybrids. They're very tolerant to diseases, so they're not as susceptible. And also, they will perform and sustain your ripe tomatoes all the way through the heat and keep producing exactly what you're looking for.
And that's a big plus. And even if you live in New England, where I live, and if we have a summer where we get a lot of 80s and 90 degrees, once that temperature breaks 90 and you've got a blossom, the blossom bolts because it's just too hot.
Exactly.
So if you can check out the website, you can select tomatoes that will tolerate that. And, you know, before we go, Sydney, what is that website one more time?
Go check out bonnieplants.com, BONNIEPLANTS.com.
Check it out, folks. There's a ton of information. And, Sydney, we'll have you up again because you've got great information for the novice and the experienced gardener. Thank you.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
March into Big Spring Preparedness Savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency Essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 Emergency Essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to you, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're trying to encourage you to get out and start thinking positive. Winter, 3 days left. Spring, 3 days away. And if you live in an area where the ground has thawed, start to get out, get your peas planted, some spinach planted. Start your cold weather crops, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce, indoors right now, your onions, your leeks, your shallots, garlic in individual pots. It's that time of the year. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Evelyn from New Hampshire with a question about disposable pots.
Evelyn, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Yes, hi, Paul. Good morning. Yes, I love the idea of the biodegradable pots, but I have three concerns about them. Number one is they have what looks like a white mold spots that form on the entire pots.
Yep.
When they're kept watered at the garden center before we even get a chance to buy them. Two, they fall apart and deteriorate there. And three, wondering what they are made of.
Okay. The biodegradable pots are made of several things. They're made of peat moss. They're made of cocoa fiber, which is the newest renewable product. And they're going more and more to the cocoa fiber pots. And the main reason is to make 1 inch of peat moss in the bogs in Canada and in the northern part of the United States and in the south also. It will take as long as 20 years. To make the cocoa fiber, it's renewable every single year. So every time you harvest a coconut from a palm tree and you take that hull off of it, you're getting more cocoa fiber than you are actually coconut. And it was always dumped and thrown away. Now that hull is ground up into fibers about a quarter to a half an inch. It's wet. They put a little bit of a bonding agent to stick it together, and then it's compressed into a pot, and then you can plant directly in it, and it will break down. Now, because this is a living material, whether it's peat moss or the cocoa fiber, a white mold will grow in it. Do not be concerned, because this is not a mold that is going to create a problem in the garden. The second you take that pot and you put it into the ground and you cover it with soil and you block the air and the sun, the mold dies. And it will never become a problem. It's not something that is toxic that could create a problem. It lives on the peat or the cocoa fiber as a host. And because you're keeping the pot wet, you're creating the perfect environment, and that mold breaks down the fibers, and that's why the pots tend to break apart. So it is a win-win situation. And if you go to your local garden center, you can buy peat moss pots or fiber pots from 2 inches up to 6 inches in diameter. They've been used for a long, long time. And if you want the pots to stay together, you can buy what's called a Jiffy 7. And a Jiffy 7 is a handful of peat moss that's put into a nylon, like a bag or a nylon mesh. And they fill it full. Then they squeeze it under pressure. And by doing that, it looks like a checker that you would play checkers with. And they're hard. You bring them home. You soak them in a container of water, and they will expand 5 or 6 times larger than when you put them in water. It's a sterile medium, and because it has that nylon mesh, it will not fall apart like the little pots do. And the nylon mesh, the roots can grow through it. I always pull it off. I'm always concerned that, you know, maybe the nylon may not break apart and create a girdling effect. So I always pull it off, but you don't have to. But as he said, if you can eliminate 3 million plastic pots going into the landfill that's a big deal. And, you know, plastic pots are going to take a long time to break down. So if you can keep them out, it will help the environment. It will help Mother Nature. And a lot of nurseries won't take them back because it's a lot of work to clean them, sterilize them, and reuse them. And the type of plastic that they use for a plastic pot is not something that is recyclable, where they can melt it down and use it again. So if you can eliminate the plastic, go to the peat, cocoa fiber, in the long run, it's going to help you a great deal. Plus, it's in the soil, it conditions the soil, it helps to retain moisture around the root system of the plant, it helps to break apart the clay, it helps with sandy soil, and it's a renewable way to condition our soil. So that's something that's been around a long time, and it's something that people are getting back to using rather than plastic for many, many reasons. And that's a great question. So I like peat moss pots. If they fall apart a little bit, it's not a big deal. The root ball is still intact. The root system is holding it together, and it will help you in the long run.
Paul, can you hear me?
Yes.
Paul, can you hear me? The problem is they fall apart too much. I would like to, I was hoping to talk to the fellow there you had. What was his name?
From the Bonnie Company. Yeah, his name is
Sydney. Oh, it's Sydney Phillips. Yes, I was hoping to talk to Sydney Phillips, because I wanted to possibly suggest that they could make them a little bit stronger, perhaps by utilizing the netting, so that they wouldn't fall apart so fast, because they really do deteriorate at the garden center and make a big mess before we can even start.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you send me an email. My email address is pparent, like mom and dad, at roadrunner.com. I will send you his email address, and that way you can get in contact with him. As a matter of fact, let me give it to you right now. His email address is Sydney, Sidney, dot Philip, Phelps.
Oh, Philip.
At Bonnie. Phelps. At BonniePlants.com.
Great.
So send him an email. I mean, companies are always looking to improve the quality of their product. And sometimes just somebody like you calling in with a suggestion can help them a great deal. And companies are always looking for ideas. So send him a nice email. Tell him you listened to him on the show. And this is what you would... You know, this is a suggestion that you would like to make.
That's a great idea. Thanks, Paul.
Okay, thank you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Now, I want you to do something today for me. I want you to go to my website. And the website is paulparent.com. It was at a trade show. And I saw a gardening tool that I want you to look at. There's a video of it. And I didn't have time to put it right on the website, so I put it with my sponsors. So go to paulparent.com, top of the page, click on sponsors, and the name of the company is called Turbo Killer. T-U-R-B-O, Tiller, T-I-L-L-E-R. Click on it. This is the newest, and it is the neatest way for somebody that has a small garden, or you just can't handle a rototiller, you're sick and tired of a pitchfork or a shovel. This is a patented tool that you put on your drill, and it acts as a rototiller. So at this time of the year, you probably have some weeds from last year. You just plug it into your electric or battery powered drill. It comes with an adjustable handle so that you can work either kneeling down or standing up. You press on the drill, and it will rototill your garden. It will help you to make holes if you're planting perennials, annuals, trees or shrub. And it's easy to use. Even lady gardeners are going to love this, because you're not handling, you know, a machine that weighs 100 pounds. But take a look at the video, see what it does. It's a great way to blend in animal manure, compost, fertilizer. But check it out, Turbo Tiller. It's an inexpensive tool. You use it with your drill, and I'll tell you, I bought one. And I had a perennial bed that I had to clean around the edges. I edged that bed in like 5 minutes. I took it in a vegetable garden, and I had picked seaweed during all the storms of winter. And I worked that seaweed right into the garden, because the garden's in full sun, and the top couple of inches was thawed. I blended it right in. What a unique tool. So check it out. And believe me, it's something that it would make a great Mother's Day, Father's Day present. And if you have a condo or just a small garden, what a great tool. Take it out. But if you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4260.
Ah, the sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated, kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seeds, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Spring is 3 days away, folks, so let's get ready. And when you go to your local garden center, the one thing that we always forget is picking up extra seed for a fall crop. And I know a lot of us will harvest in July and August, and then we think the gardening season is over. But things like lettuce, peas, beans, cauliflower for the fall is wonderful. Collard greens, spinach, and even a late crop of cucumbers. So pick up some extra seed for the fall season, and you'll thank me. Believe me. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got June from New Hampshire with a question about copper spray.
June, good morning. How can we help you today in your garden?
Yes, good morning, Paul. About 2 weeks ago, you were talking about all-season oil spray and copper spray. I went on a website and saw an article that was put in from the San Francisco Chronicle. And in that article, the woman mentioned it was necessary to wear long sleeves, long pants, and goggles when using the copper spray. And I wanted to get your comments on that.
Okay. It's going to, I mean, just like anything else, you have to take precautions when you're applying it. If you are applying a fungicide over your head, there is a risk that it's going to come down on top of you, and it could be a problem. But you can use sulfur. Sulfur is less toxic. You can use Bordeaux, which is something that's even safer. It was
design for the vineyards in France, and it was actually designed to coat the grapes when they were getting ready to be harvested, so that the people walking down the road would not reach over the fence and pull the grapes off the vine and eat them. So there are a lot of different products, and as long as you follow the recommendations, there should not be a problem.
I never heard that the copper spray could cause skin irritations. And that's why they said to cover up when you apply it.
Well, I mean, if you're applying it and it's 60 degrees out and you're wearing a short sleeve shirt, you have shorts on, you're sweating, your pores are open, it doesn't matter what you apply. If it's absorbed in your skin, it could create a problem. So all of the manufacturers of no matter what you buy, and if you open up your kitchen cabinets and you look underneath your sink, I mean, everyday soaps and cleaning products will have warning labels so that there's no possibility, if you read the label, that it could create a problem. So it's, you know, it's a way to have you think so that there is not going to be the possibility of absorbing any kind of a product into your skin when your pores are open and create a problem. So you have to say to yourself, if I'm going to be using even organic or natural products, I have to think before I act.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're mixing fertilizer, put a pair of gloves on so that you're not getting animal manure and stuff like that on your hands that are sweaty. If you have a cut, you don't want to get that in that cut, in between your fingernails. So, you know, think before you act, follow the recommendations, and you will not have a problem. But sulfur is a natural product. It's a lot safer than some of the products out there today. And it's a product that I have had good results, and that's why I recommend it. But again, think before you act, and you will not have a problem. And I really appreciate a question like that, because I can remember when I first started in the industry, people would read the label and it would say 1 ounce per gallon of water. And they would say, well, I can't kill them, so I'll put 2 ounces and I'll kill them twice as fast. That's bad. Follow the label and things will work out real well for you. Thank you for the call.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.